Armenia goes to the polls as West and Russia compete for influence. Armenia faces a geopolitical dilemma as voters head to the polls to decide the future of its National Assembly. The government, led by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan, is pushing toward the West and the European Union, a move that challenges Russia and its influence in the region. Moscow watches closely as Armenia diversifies its ties, including with China and India, even as the Eurasian Economic Union presses for a referendum on staying in the bloc. Pashinyan has rejected such a vote, a stance Russia calls risky. The article examines how these choices could reshape security and alliances for a small country at a regional crossroads. Armenia faces a geopolitics dilemma as Pashinyan seeks closer ties with the West and the EU. The government diversifies alliances beyond Russia, courting partners like India and China. Russia sees Armenia in its sphere and pushes for a referendum to stay in the Eurasian bloc. Armenia aims for more Western support while keeping Russia as a potential ally. The election will decide Armenia's security path and how it balances the West and Russia. Armenia faces a geostrategic test in Sunday's National Assembly vote. Election dynamics and Western alignment. Armenians head to the polls on Sunday to decide the makeup of the new National Assembly, a vote shaped by a broader geopolitical contest. The government led by Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan has signaled a closer alignment with Western partners, including possible steps toward European Union membership, while not discarding ties with Russia. Analysts say the vote could set the tone for Armenia's foreign policy in a region where Moscow still views itself as a major power. Russia's stake and regional history. Russia regards Armenia as firmly within its sphere of influence and remains wary of losing strategic ground in the Caucasus. Long-standing ties persist in energy dealings, with a nuclear plant operated in cooperation with Rosatom and Russia as a major supplier of gas and a key trading partner. A Russian military base remains in Gyumri, and a Russian-speaking community has grown since Russia's broader regional conflicts began. Experts note that the relationship has cooled at times, including past political disruptions and military crises. Diversifying partners beyond Moscow. Armenia has been pursuing a wider set of partners beyond Russia. Officials and commentators describe a concerted effort to build relationships with the European Union, the United States, and other powers such as India and China. This diversification is framed by the sense that relying on a single external power risks instability or coercion, and officials argue that broad partnerships may strengthen Armenia's security and growth prospects. Observers caution that balancing multiple partners is delicate and not a replacement for Moscow, given Armenia's energy needs and historical ties. The EU, referendum pressure, and regional leverage. In recent months, the Eurasian Economic Union has pressed Armenia to hold a referendum on continued membership, a demand Pashinyan has rejected for now. Moscow has portrayed the issue as a strategic decision in its neighborhood, and some analysts suggest that Russia could use the referendum as a pressure point. In parallel, Russian President Vladimir Putin has linked regional security concerns to Armenia's Western ambitions, a signal some experts interpret as a warning about limits to any sudden shift away from Moscow. Outlook and political dynamics. Polls suggest Pashinyan's bloc remains ahead of fragmented opposition groups, including some with perceived Russian backing. However, analysts warn that winning a general majority in the assembly is not guaranteed, and the current political climate shows rising public skepticism toward establishment politics. The government's task is to secure enough support to advance major policy steps while avoiding a sharp rupture with Moscow. Reports suggest the campaign has highlighted a broader strategy: diversify alliances while maintaining prudent relations with Russia. Conclusion: Armenia's election will not dictate a single pivot, but a continued, deliberate recalibration of its foreign policy. The government seeks closer Western engagement and EU ties, while preserving essential links with Russia and energy security. The central challenge is balancing a multi-vector approach without provoking Moscow or eroding security guarantees. By courting partners in the EU, the US, and rising powers like India and China, Armenia aims to strengthen resilience, diversify energy and economic prospects, and hedge against coercion. Russia remains a key factor, using its influence to caution against abrupt shifts, including the Eurasian Economic Union referendum pressure. The electorate verdict will shape how Armenia navigates regional security, including developments around Nagorno-Karabakh, and determine whether it advances reforms, maintains stability, and sustains pragmatic cooperation with Moscow while expanding Western engagement. The expected outcome is a cautious but meaningful expansion of Western alignment, anchored by ongoing pragmatic ties with Russia to secure security and growth for a country at a regional crossroads. Frequently asked questions 1. Who is favored to win Armenia's election and why does it matter for West vs. Russia? Pashinyan's bloc is ahead in polls. He wants closer ties to the West and the EU. Russia still matters, but Armenia wants more options. 2. Why does Armenia seek new alliances beyond Russia? To stay safe and grow. It aims for ties with the EU, the US, and others. It wants to avoid relying on one country. 3. What about the referendum demand from the Eurasian bloc? The Eurasian Union wants a referendum on staying in the bloc. Pashinyan rejected the idea. Russia sees it as risky. 4. How does Nagorno-Karabakh affect voters this election? The war and peace talks weigh on people. Russia kept peacekeepers there. Armenia wants more choices and balance in its allies. 5. What could happen in foreign policy after the election? The assembly may push closer to the EU and Western partners. It will still work with Russia. It may also seek ties with India and China.